You know, one of the words that we had early in the year last year was the word breakthrough. And right away, I got pretty excited. You know, I heard the word breakthrough and I started thinking about abundance. I started thinking about prosperity. I started thinking about favor and fruitfulness and multiplication. And, you know, as the year's going on, we're in June and we hit July, and I started saying, where is the abundance? Where is the fruit? Where's the favor? Where's the multiplication? And I began to think about that word, and I said, you know, maybe Rick, you always quote that guy, maybe this doesn't mean what I thought it means. You know, I'm into the year, and I'm like, I don't quite get this. And in November, probably late October, God gave me two pictures, and he began to show me what he meant by breakthrough. You know, it wasn't exactly what I meant by breakthrough, but what he meant by breakthrough. And the two pictures he gave me was, one was a chick hatching and a seed sprouting. You know, a chick can take 24 hours of wrestling and fighting and struggling to break through its shell. And I hear this, I don't raise chickens, but they say it's tempting as you're watching them in the struggle to actually rip open the shell and help them get out side of the shell, but in fact that's really damaging and dangerous to them, because it's during that process where they're struggling to break through the shell is when they gain strength, because that first few hours is the most vulnerable hours of their life. Once they break out of the shell, they're very vulnerable, and that they need that strength that they gain through the fighting and wrestling to get out of the shell to make it through those vulnerable hours. Do you know when a chick hatches, do you know it's not flying in prosperity and abundance immediately? Dang it. You know, I mean, it's just trying to walk, you know. And the other picture was of a seed becoming a tree. The first thing the seed has to do, it has to change form, praise God. I don't know if you guys got that, but one of the first things that happens is when a seed is buried in the ground is that roots begin to go into the soil. And what the roots do, the roots provide water and nutrients for the seedling. After the roots are established, the shoot begins to grow, and eventually it breaks through the soil. Once the shoot breaks through the soil, I thought you'd want to know this, it's called a seedling. This is the most risky time of this tree's life, is during that phase when it goes from a seedling, I think, to about 3 feet tall, a sapling. You guys will want to know this at some point in your life when someone asks you this. But when that seed breaks through the earth, it is not fruitful in multiplying. You know, and I thought, 2017 breakthrough, yay! It wasn't exactly what I thought it was. I think the Lord tricked us. Jehovah Sneaky got us all excited about the year of breakthrough, and then he kind of slid something in there on us. I mean, he knew all along, right? It was just us trying to catch up to what he was speaking and what he was saying. So, I mean, just think, just the word itself, breakthrough, should cause you to go, ooh, it's going to be tough. I mean, it doesn't say break out, doesn't say break around, it says break through. It means you got to go through something, and the fact that you got to break, didn't even get started, means there's something standing in your way. There's something before you, there's a problem, if you want to call it, there's something before you. In order to get to where you're supposed to go, you got to break through something. Just the word in itself should have been a clue, but I didn't catch on. So there's something, breakthrough is required when there is something standing in the way between where you are and receiving God's promise. Breakthrough is required when there's something standing between where you are and God's promises. Breakthrough is required. And 2017 was the year of breakthrough. And the Israelites had a promise before them. God said, I'm going to take you into an amazing land. It's an abundant land. It's full of fruit. It's full of life. It's full of prosperity. That is the promise that I want to give you. They just had one problem. They were standing before the Red Sea, and they had the Egyptian and the Pharaoh army behind them pursuing them. I guess you could say that's a slight problem. The promise was ahead of them, but they had to break through the Red Sea before they could enter into the promise. And this morning, Lindsay came up while we were worshiping, And she shared something. And I asked her to come up here and just share that before the whole body, because I feel like it's more powerful coming from her than us relaying it. So would you come up, Lindsay?
The past week, I've been just reflecting on 2017 and kind of evaluating the year and thinking about the highs and the lows and the exciting times and the times that were tough, and just really thinking about 2018 and moving forward. And this morning on the way here and during worship, I just kept hearing the Lord say, "The disappointments of yesterday cannot dictate the joy of tomorrow." And I just hear him saying to his people that he is calling us to shift our vision from the disappointments of the world onto the joy of the Lord. And that the disappointments of yesterday cannot dictate the nature and character of our God, cannot dictate his goodness, his faithfulness, and all of the good things that he wants to lavish upon us. Sometimes when we focus on the disappointments, we can't see the good things that God is doing in our midst. In 2018, he wants us to focus on the good things. And I felt very similar to Jane this morning. I wanted to get up and run around and just say, the disappointments of yesterday cannot dictate the joy of tomorrow. The disappointments of yesterday cannot dictate the joy of tomorrow. I just wanted to go up to so many different people and say, the disappointments you've experienced cannot dictate the joy of tomorrow or dictate the nature and character of God. And I just feel like sometimes we get so focused on the things that didn't go right. And he wants us to shift our perspective and focus on the goodness and the faithfulness and the generosity and the abundance of God. And I just really feel like, for me personally, and maybe it's a corporate word, that 2018 can just be a year of hopefulness and joy, since the breakthrough has taken place, that we can grow and be strong and be nurtured in the Lord.
Amen. Amen. Yeah, and I just want to say, you know, so when the Israelites were standing right on the shore of the Red Sea, that's a problem. You know, that's a problem. You know, but the promise is on the other side of the problem. And I felt like one of the things that Lindsay's saying is that a lot of times, you know, the promise has to remain bigger than the problem. The promise has to remain bigger than the problem. Because the moment the problem is bigger than the promise, that's the moment you're tempted to tap out. That's the moment you're tempted to quit. That's the moment you're tempted to go back to something familiar. The promise has to remain bigger than the problem. And I want to encourage you guys. I want to encourage you that, you know, it's not too late. You know, 2017, we have 12 and a half hours left in 2017. But I want to encourage you that God is not a linear thinker. He doesn't operate in the confines of time. He operates outside of time. So it doesn't matter if it happens in the next 12 and a half hours. It doesn't matter when the midnight strikes and you don't turn into a pumpkin or whatever you turn into, that God is not finished, right? It's not over. God operates outside of time. I want you to be encouraged this morning, because you're going to sit in here this morning. You're going to think, man, did the breakthrough happen in 2017? Have I encountered the breakthrough yet? And maybe you have, but maybe you haven't. But it's coming. But it's coming. The breakthrough is coming. Just tell yourself that. It's coming. Don't tell your neighbor. Tell yourself that. Just tell yourself that. It's coming. The breakthrough is coming. The word breakthrough is a start. It's not a finish. When they broke through the Red Sea, it was the beginning of the journey. It wasn't the end. They weren't in the promised land yet. Breakthrough is the beginning. It is the start. And I want to prophesy. Woo! Can we prophesy this morning that breakthrough is coming? Would you do me a favor? If you're in here this morning and you would say, I don't think that I've encountered breakthrough yet in 2017, would you be so bold to raise your hand? You feel like you have not encountered breakthrough in 2017. Keep your hands up really high. Those that are around, the people that have raised their hand, would you just take a moment? Would you put a hand on their shoulder? Would you just begin to prophesy and pray into them breakthrough? If you'd like to share with the people praying, you can share. You don't have to. You're not obligated to share. I'm asking that those that are around them put your hand on their shoulder and begin to pray, prophesy that breakthrough is coming in a way of confidence and boldness that breakthrough is coming. So just take a moment and pray for those who've raised your hand. Raise your hand one more time so people can see it. And would you, if you have to move a few seats over, don't hesitate to move. Find that person. Let's agree with them that breakthrough is coming because our God is faithful. He is a promise keeper. He never fails and he never quits and he is true to his word. Just pray over them. Pray boldly. Pray like you mean it. Pray with confidence this morning. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Just take another minute, and we're going to transition just another minute. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, God. Thank you, Jesus. I want to encourage you as you guys are finishing up praying that when you hear breakthrough, you think of breakthrough. Maybe you need breakthrough in your finances. Breakthrough doesn't mean that your bank account is full the next day. Breakthrough means you're on your way. Maybe God's downloaded a vision. Maybe God's downloaded some revelation. Maybe a plan. Maybe a business idea. Maybe restructuring. God is beginning the process. If you need physical healing, breakthrough doesn't mean that you're automatically healed, but it means this, you're on your way. You're on your way. And that's the idea. That's what 2017 means. You're on your way. And maybe you can't see it, but this is where you have to trust the Lord. Don't trust your own feelings. Don't even trust your own senses. You have to trust. You have to believe that the Lord said breakthrough is in process. You can't always see underneath the surface what's going on when that seed is planted in the ground. You have no idea if that seed's alive or not. Something is happening even when you can't see it. Something's happening even when you can't see it. God is doing something even when you can't see it. That's breakthrough. If you want to open your Bibles with me to Exodus, we're going to look at the story of the Israelites, God leading them through the Red Sea, breaking through the Red Sea. It's in Exodus 13 is where we're going to start. We're going to jump around through a few verses. I just want to encourage you this morning that we're all on our way. You may not be where you thought you would be at the end of 2017, but God promises you, you're on your way. You are moving, even if you can't see, even if you can't feel, even if you can't tell that you're moving. You're moving. We're going to look at Exodus 13. Beginning in verse 17. I love the story. You're familiar with it. I'm not going to rehearse a whole lot of it. We're just going to jump right into it. But God tells Moses to lead his people, Israel, out of slavery from Egypt. So, you know, so Moses goes and they does all the signs and all the wonders. And finally, we get to this point. It's Exodus 13, verse 17. It says, when Pharaoh had let the people go, God did not lead them by the way of the land of the Philistines, even though it was near, for God said, they might change their minds when they see war and return to Egypt. So what God does? That's good English. What God does? What does God do? He leads them the long way. Instead of the shortcut to get to where they need to go, he leads them the long way. And he leads them by a cloud by day and fire by night. He could have sped up the process. It could have happened quicker. He could have taken that egg and he could have just pulled it apart. Said there's a little bit faster way. But he knew. He knew what would happen, because if the Israelites saw the Philistines, they were wired and they were programmed for fear. Fear ruled their life. They were slaves. One of the characteristics of slaves is that their lives are dominated by fear, the fear of loss. And he knew if they saw the Philistines, the fear of defeat, the fear of loss would cause them to shrink back and go the other way. So God in his wisdom says, I'm going to take you the long way. It may not make sense why this is taking so long, but you got to trust me. Because if you saw the Philistines, you would want to tap out and you would want to return back to slavery. That's not the direction the promise is in. It's not behind you. The promise is before you. So God takes them the longabout way so they don't turn back. I don't think that we can shorten the hatching or sprouting process. I do think that we can lengthen it. You know, God is not trying to tempt you or torture you by delaying the fulfillment of his promise. And sometimes it may feel that way. Bill Johnson said this, delayed answers to prayer are gaining interest. You know, in the midst of that time, in the midst of that season where your timing is not lining up with God's timing, you have to trust him. You have to completely open up your heart, say, God, whatever, not condemn, not self-introspection, not beating yourself up, but God, if there's any part of me that's delaying this, you have full reign and full permission. I humble myself before you. Is there a hindrance in me that's holding me back? Or is it just the natural process of me gaining strength so the promise doesn't destroy me? So it takes wisdom, it takes discernment, but it never hurts to have a humble heart approaching God from that viewpoint. He just doesn't want the promise to kill you. Your primary root has to go deep enough and it has to be strong enough to anchor you so when the abundance and the prosperity and success come, it doesn't cause you to stumble. Proverbs 27, verse 21, it talks about the crucibles for silver, the furnace for gold. It said, if you want to test a person's heart, give them a little praise. If you want to test a person's heart, give them a little praise. See, abundance and prosperity and favor and success and all that can absolutely kill you if your anchoring root isn't deep enough. If you're not anchored deep enough in the Lord. And if you didn't recognize that your success didn't come because you were so good or you were so smart. It came because God is so good and God is so faithful. And if you lose sight of that, it can be really easy to let pride sneak in and creep up on you and cause you to stumble. We're going to jump over to Exodus 14, verse 1. We're just kind of skipping through this story. It said, now the Lord spoke to Moses. He said, tell the sons to turn back and camp before Pel-Hira, between Migdol and the sea. You shall camp in front of Baal-Zephon, opposite it by the sea. For Pharaoh will say of the sons of Israel, they are wandering aimlessly in the land. The wilderness has shut them in. Thus I will harden Pharaoh's heart, and I will chase, and he will chase after them, and I will be honored through Pharaoh and his army, and the Egyptians will know that I am the Lord, and they did so. Y'all, when I read that, I'm like, man, that describes the first three quarters of 2017 for me. There felt like there was some wondering going on. And I don't mean like the wonder, like wonder. I mean like, where wonder? Where am I going? What's happening? Yeah, I want to draw two things out of this. The wondering and confusion was God's idea. It was God's idea so that he could bait the enemy so that the enemy would get overconfident and attack the Israelites. That was God's idea. Because God doesn't just want to take you into the promised land. He wants to destroy the thing that has been keeping you from the promised land. God is actually trying to look like you're confused. So the enemy goes, they're lost. They're confused. I'm going to pounce on them right now. And God's saying, yeah, you do that. See, God's not interested in just taking you into the promised land. He wants to make sure the thing that's been hindering you from getting there doesn't tag along and follow you into the promised land. How many of y'all know there'll be new adventures in the promised land? You don't want to drag a bunch of old enemies with you as you go into the new promised land. Amen? There's enough. Jesus said, don't worry about tomorrow. Like, right? It's interesting that Jesus says this. Jesus says, there's enough problems today. Like, don't worry about tomorrow. So God doesn't want the enemy following you into the promised land. And you may feel like 2017 was a year of wandering. And you might ask yourself, why? I promise you, the first two-thirds of 2017, I had more questions than answers. I was struggling. I was kind of wondering, where's the breakthrough? What's going on? It wasn't to confuse you. It was to confuse the enemy, and it was to destroy the enemy. Val told me, she looked over me this morning, she goes, you know what? You got to break up before you break through. Some of y'all need to break up with the enemy before you break through into the promised land. You've made covenant with the enemy simply by believing the little lies that he's been whispering into your ear. You're not going to make it. You don't have what it takes. You're not talented enough. It's too late. God's not going to heal you. And what happens is you've partnered with the enemy because you've listened to the whispers, you've listened to the lie, and God is saying, break up with the enemy. You got to break up before you break through. That was a good word, Val. Thanks. This is beautiful, too, because not only does he want to destroy your enemy, he wants to plunder the enemy. Hello? Anybody getting excited? Has the enemy stolen anything from you? Has the enemy taken any of your time, any of your emotions, any of your resources, any of your relationships? And I'm not talking about blame shifting, but has the enemy ever taken anything from you? You know what? I love it. God says, you know, before the Israelites go, you know what they do? God gives them favor with the Egyptians. The Egyptians give them gold. They give them silver. They give them all this stuff, and then they send them on the way. The scripture literally says that the Israelites plundered the Egyptians before they left. God doesn't miss opportunity. He wants the whole shebang. He doesn't just want you in the promised land. He wants the enemy off your back, and he wants you to have whatever the enemy stole from you. Amen? Because he's good, and he's faithful, and he has the absolute ability, absolute power to cause all those things to happen as we trust in him and as we rely on him. Can I prophesy one more time this morning? So the thing that tried to kill you in 2017, that situation, maybe it was a loss, maybe it's a physical, maybe it's mental, maybe it's the fear that's trying to hold on to your life, maybe it's pride, maybe it's an addiction. The thing that tried to kill you in 2017 is going to be your glory in 2018. God said, I'm causing the enemy to think you're confused, so they come after you, so I'm glorified by crushing them. The thing that was trying to kill you in 2017 is going to be your glory in 2018. You got to receive that. You got to believe that. I mean, how many times in the very thing that I struggled with in my own life began to be a place, a platform that God used to minister life into other people? I mean, the Regen program. How many of the guys that are on staff there doing the ministry, it was the very thing that tried to kill them and take them out. And now God's using that very thing to minister freedom and life and abundance and healing and family, and relationships to a bunch of men. God wastes nothing. God doesn't miss opportunities. The thing that tried to kill you is going to be your glory. Second thing is that I really notice is that I don't know about you, but I'm my wife can tell you this, that I like movement. I like the sense of that I'm going somewhere. I don't mind pausing, but I don't like stopping for too long. And it's just the way I'm wired. But I think most of us, that's God designed us that way, even physically. Which way do we walk? That's not a trick question. We walk forward. Where do our eyes go? What's ahead of us? What's not behind us, right? I mean, God's even physically designed us for momentum, to go forward. And the moment, it says this, it says that the moment that the Israelites pitched camp, So in other words, they were wandering aimlessly, and then God says, here, pitch camp right here. The moment they pitched the camp is when they got stationary, is the moment they begin to grumble to Moses. Because they heard the horses in the background, they saw the sea in front of them, and they began to say to Moses, why did you bring us out here? We told you, just leave us back in Egypt. It would have been better for us to die in Egypt than to die right here. And what I realized is this, is that when you stop too long, if you're not moving forward and there's not momentum in your life, you will be tempted to return to your past. When you don't see movement in your life and you don't see forwardness and you don't see momentum, you start thinking about something way back here. Well, maybe I should return to that old job. There were some pretty good securities in that job. Remember that old relationship? Yeah, remember, God set you free from that relationship. Don't deceive yourself. You know, that grass is greener on the other side type thing. It really is. But what happens is the next question God says, why am I entertaining the past? Why am I entertaining going? Because you've made pitching a camp your residence. God said, pitch a camp. He didn't say, make it your home. And what happens is when we stay in a place too long and we don't see the momentum in our life, again, it takes wisdom and discernment to know when God says, pitch a camp, it's time to unpitch the camp. There's a word for that, isn't there? You pitch a camp, you set up camp. It's not a long-term deal. No one sets a tent in the woods to live in it, right? So it takes wisdom to know when he says, pitch that tent, get the tent up, it's time to go forward. And some of you in here this morning, you made pitching a tent your residence. And God's telling you this morning, get that tent. Pick up that tent. I told you to pitch it, but I also told you to pack it back up. It's time to get on the road again. And some of y'all, you're holding on to yesterday's bread. God spoke that to you. That was a word God spoke to you. And you're living off of old bread. God has the right to speak a new daily word to you today. And that word today could be time to go to another place. Get your tent, pull up your stakes. It's time to start moving again. And God's saying this morning that some of you guys have stayed too long. It was God that called you there, but you stayed too long. It's time to pick up and move on. You're designed for momentum and forward movement. Exodus 14, verse 15. I like this part. Then the Lord said to Moses, why are you crying out to me? Tell the sons of Israel to go forward. I think this is interesting. So remember, who's behind them? The enemy, Pharaoh, and the Egyptian army. What's in front of them? The Red Sea. And God says, what are you crying about? Go forward. Where? Where do we go? And you know what? I love what God does. Stop whining. Stop the crying. Complaining isn't how you get breakthrough. Crying isn't how you get breakthrough. Just ignoring the problem isn't how you get breakthrough. God says, go. Go forward. And the moment they start going forward, guess what happens? Then the waters are parted. Then they see there is a way. Because it's so easy to stay right here. When there's a way, I'm ready. God, you show the way, and I'm ready to go. And God's saying, I want you to go, and then I'm going to show you the way. Provision comes in the forward movement. I'm just letting that sink in so I can find my place. You guys, sometimes there's certain things you just got to go through it. Sometimes you just got to go through it. There's no way around it. You just got to go through it. You can't ignore it. You got to go through it. There's some things that have been crippling some of us from our promised land. And God's saying, you got to go through it. That fear thing, man, I got to break that thing off your life. You can't ignore that fear thing. You know, that offenses you've been carrying, and you got to deal with those offenses, man. You got to deal with that unforgiveness that you've been holding on to. You can't ignore it. You got to go through it. Because until you go through it, until you face it, and we know it's painful to face those things. It's painful to face my fear. It's painful to face the unforgiveness. It's painful to look at sometimes the stuff that's in my heart. The judgment, the bitterness, the anger, the hatred, the complaining, the rebellion. That can be painful to look at that sometimes. But you can keep going around it all your life, and you're going to find yourself, you're just going to circle the same mountain over and over and over. And some things, you just got to go through it. And maybe you need help going through it. Maybe you need help. Man, please, reach out for help. Man, reach out to someone that helps you. I don't know, something. I know there's something here. Man, this, for me, it's stinking thinking. It's the program, it's the conclusions in my mind that says, I can't do more than that. I'm no better than that. Greatness isn't in me. Crazy success isn't in me. I'm born for average. I grew up in average. I've learned to survive. I'm a survivor. And God's saying, you got to think differently. Slaves are survivors. Slaves live in fear of what might they lose. And I just want to maintain. And God said, you've got to lose that thinking. That thinking is killing you from the promised land. He said, tell the sons and daughters of Israel, it's time to go forward. He didn't say, tell the slaves, it's time to go forward. He said, tell the sons and daughters who need a renewed mind that think like sons and daughters that it's time to go forward. You got to go through it. We can't wave a magic wand. I'm not saying God can't take you from a sapling to a mature oak tree that's full of acorns. He can do that. But typically, you don't wave a magic wand and say, ha, da, 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 da. There you are. Can I give another prophetic word? You can see, I don't consider myself a prophet, so I'd like to ask permission from the prophets if I may give a prophetic word. Some of you are waiting for answers to questions before taking the next step. And God is saying, take the next step and you'll see the way. Some of you in here this morning, you're waiting for the answer. And God's saying, take the step and I will show you the way. Every battle the Lord leads you into, He has prepared you to win. Every battle the Lord leads you into, He has prepared you to win. Three enemies that they faced, at least in the natural. The first enemy was the Philistines. So what did God do with the Philistines? Let's avoid them. Don't fight the enemies that God's telling you not to fight, because you're not ready to fight them. He avoids the Philistines. The next enemy was Pharaoh and the Egyptians. What does God do? He fights for them. Stand by and watch what I'm going to do. The third enemy, once they cross over the Red Sea, it's about 2 to 3 months onto their journey, and the Amalekites face them. How does God handle the Amalekites? He tells Moses, Aaron, and to station themselves at the top of the mountain. Joshua, you and the rest of the army, go down in the valley, and as Moses, Aaron, and the staff is raised, Joshua defeats the enemy. Long story short, they defeat the enemy. See, God knows what He's doing. And you can see the progression. He's teaching a bunch of slaves. The fact number one is He leads them around the first enemy. He fights the first enemy for them. And then the third enemy, now you're ready. You're growing. You're growing up. Now you're ready to handle this battle. And I love it. It says that Joshua won the fight. When I read it, it said as long as Moses' staff was held up, that Joshua won the fight. It kind of sounded like a team effort, didn't it? I mean, and Moses couldn't hold up the staff by himself because it was such a long fight. His arms got tired. So it took Aaron and to come alongside him and hold up the staff. And it's just amazing how we need each other like that. It's amazing that when we find ourselves in battles and we think we're all alone and that we can fight this all alone, and God's saying, that ain't the way I taught you to fight. I taught you to fight that your brother holds up your hand, your sister holds up your hand, and Joshua is out front praying, making a way for you. You're trying to do it on your own. Don't worry about fighting this fight on your own. You might be afraid. You might be embarrassed. You might be ashamed of whatever that hindrance is to your breakthrough. You don't have to keep it in shame. You don't have to keep that in shame. You don't have to hide that. You don't have to keep that. You're not meant to fight alone. You don't have to fight alone. Every battle that God leads you into, He's prepared you to win. 2017, and we're wrapping up now. 2017 was a year of learning how to be faithful with daily bread so that God can entrust us with abundance. They go out into the wilderness, and what does God command them? Only gather enough manna for today. And what did they do? Some of them, what did they do? They still try to gather more for tomorrow and the next day. And God is trying to teach them, you got to trust me. You got to depend on me. And you've got to obey me. You know, and no matter how mature you grow in the Lord, I find those three things are still in play. You got to trust me. You got to depend on me. And you have to obey me. Because if you don't get that somewhere in the foundation, the moment there's enough supply for the week, the moment there's enough provisions maybe for the year, maybe there's enough provisions for the inheritance, for your children's children, and you didn't learn that obedience and that trust and that dependence in the daily bread, you might think you caused all that to happen. And then you break the cycle of generation to generation to generation to generation because you allowed pride and independency and disobedience to creep in and steal from your future generations. 2017 was a year of developing a strong anchoring root. An anchoring root of love, an anchoring root of faith, an anchoring root of hope, an anchoring root of perseverance, and an anchoring root of character. God wants to bless you. He just doesn't want the blessing to kill you. 2017 was a year to start being able to see the momentum towards destiny. Do you mind, Amy, pulling up that slide? See, over here on the left, okay, this is the unseen. For 11 months of 2017, this is what my life looked like, and I did not fully understand what God was doing because I couldn't see it. And there's a reason why love is the deepest root, because I believe everything is held together by God's love. It's got to be the deepest anchor. It's got to be the root that goes the deepest to anchor us no matter where we go. And for 11 months, man, I didn't know what was going on. I didn't even know there was a seed in there. Because all I was hearing was that the enemy is burying you. And you know what God said? I'm planting you. The enemy's trying to bury you, but God says, I'm planting you. And because the difference is when he buries you, he just throws dirt over you and says, you're done. But when God plants you, it says, you can't see it. You can't see what's going on, but God's building somebody. God's building a man. God's building a woman of character, of love, of faith, of hope to look like him. That's what God builds. And it's often in the unseen God builds it. I mean, we want everything to happen up front, you know. And it's often it's in the unseen. It's in the private battles. It's in the private victories where all this stuff is taking place. And you wonder, why do I say no to that when no one's watching? And I could easily say yes. You know why? Because your seed, your sprout is growing. It's growing because your roots are growing. Because you're just a month away from breakthrough. In November, I'm saying, okay, something's starting to shift. Something's starting to happen. And then November over here, and here it comes. It shoots up out of the earth. And I say, God, you are doing something. I didn't know you were. But you are doing something. He says, of course I'm doing something. That's just who I am. That's what I'm like. I'm faithful even when you're not faithful. I'm a God that holds to my resolution. I never let go of my promises. They are yes and amen. And nothing can separate you from my love. Nothing can separate you from my plan. So as we close up this morning, 2017 was a year of breaking through anything hindering you, because 2018, if I say there's a picture right here, 2017, but 2018, what comes after that? Growth. Growth starts to come. And don't be discouraged that you haven't, maybe it's not full of fruit right now. It's okay. Is there momentum? Praise God. There's momentum. We're going forward. We're moving forward. So the response this morning, and I'm just going to ask that the prayer team would come up, and would you guys stand with me as we close up this morning? And I'm just going to give a simple response, and if the prayer team would come forward this morning. You know, as we begin to go out today and head out, I want you to be encouraged, but I also want you to have an opportunity just to pray this morning. And I just want you to pray. If you're in here this morning and, you know, you feel like maybe that the enemy has buried you and you're not convinced that God's planted you and you need prayer this morning, I'm just going to invite you to come up. I'm also going to invite you to come up this morning just for encouragement, for momentum in your life. If you feel like you are absolutely stuck right now and you can't see momentum in your life, you can't see where you're going, I want to invite you to come up. But I want you to be encouraged as you leave today, because you know what? God is a big God, amen? God operates outside of time. It's never too late. It's never too late. You can't blow it enough if you humbly come before Him. I've tried that with God. He says, you can't mess up enough. You can't wear me out. He's in good shape. And so I just encourage you to turn to Him this morning. Amen? Did you want to say?
Yeah, just in reference to that, I just heard this, that you have a staff in your hand, just as Moses did. What you do with it will determine what you get out of that moment. He didn't have to take it and stick it in the water and see the things go. I mean, he had to walk through it, just kind of what Daniel was talking about, walking through that. Just feel like that. I just want to pray this morning. The guy's got a staff in your hand. Do something with it. Like, plan it. Doesn't mean you have to come up here, but if that means that you just need to take a step and come up here and say, man, I need to pray and get this off. And maybe it's just, I need to get rid of some enemies of the past. Maybe I need to break off stinking thinking. Maybe I need to just to step out and say yes to something I've never said yes to. And I just feel that very strongly. So, Lord, I just want to pray, Lord, right now in Jesus' name. I just feel like, Lord, just as you equipped Moses, Lord, with a staff, Lord, maybe he didn't even understand all the stuff that you had prepared for that moment of saying, hey, get up and go forward. Get up and move forward. And what I want you to do is take that staff and put it in the water, and you're going to see wonders. You're going to see my wonders. And so, Lord, I just pray that in the name of Jesus, Lord, that which you've placed in us, Lord, whatever that signifies, that staff, in the name of Jesus, I just pray that we would take it and and put it in the water and see the waters split, Lord, to see us to be able to go through those moments on dry land and see you devour the enemies behind us. So, Lord, I'm just praying that that's the reality of 2017. As we break through into 2018, Lord, you're just going to take care of some enemies behind us. You're going to take care of some things that have been chasing us down and have overplayed their hand in the name of Jesus. And so, Lord, we just see those enemies gone in Jesus' name. But, Lord, help us, empower us to step, to move forward in that. And so I'm just going to invite you this morning. I also got just a sense that there's several people in here that don't know the Lord. And I'm just going to ask that you just come forward and you just say, yes, today is the day I'm going to break through for that, because I know I've been waiting on that. I've been waiting for my time to say yes to the Lord, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. What a better way to do that than going into 2018 saved and set on, to that. And so we're just going to get some people. If that's you this morning, I'm just going to, can you raise your hand real quick? And we're going to pray just real quick. Just raise your hand. Amen. Got one this morning. Come on. Anybody else this morning? Come on. I did feel like there was several. Anybody in the house, just say, yes, 2018 is the year that I say yes to him, that I say yes to Jesus. Just want to give this moment opportunity. Come on. Awesome, awesome. King of Kings, Lord of Lords. So I'm just going to pray, and just we're going to agree with my brother as he declares you Jesus, Lord of his life. And we just thank you this morning, God, just as you're transacting in our brother's life for kingdom life, for salvation for Alex. Lord, we just thank you for him. We bless you that today is a day of salvation for him. In Jesus' name, amen. Come on, let's celebrate this morning. Come on, we bless you. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Come on. So, Lord, I believe some of us need to just take a step forward and say, I got the staff, and I'm going to take it up here, and I'm going to get one of my brothers and sisters to agree that as I stick this in the water, it's going to part. So, Lord, we just bless that. We just, as we close out, as we say yes to you and yes to what you're wanting to do this new year, into this new breakthrough, Lord, into the things that we're growing into, Lord, I just thank you, God, that you're not done, Lord. You're not done yet, Lord, with the things that are going on around us and in us, God, and that staff that you've put in our hands, God, empower us to plant it in that Red Sea. And, Lord, we thank you for that. Let 2017, again, continue to be a year of breakthrough. We thank you for the breakthrough in a brother's life, but breakthrough in those that respond. In Jesus' name. And Lord, we thank you for 2018, what you're going to do, that you are, that you were, you are, and you are to come, God. And we thank you for that in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. So I'm just going to release you, but I know some of you need to respond. So come on up. We're going to release you. And also, real quick, tonight at 7 o'clock, the Bradfords, the Davidsons are going to be here. If anybody wants to come in, worship, just pray in the new year. They're going to be here, 7 o'clock. 7 o'clock.